Good evening. Did you listen to the words of that song? Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains majesties above the fruitful plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Would you pray with me right now? Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, this evening I have come into this place, house of worship. Heavenly Father, to give forth your word, and Heavenly Father, your word is anointed. But I'm asking one more time, God, would you anoint your handmaid in this hour? God, that your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish the very thing whereunto you send it. All these things I ask in your name, and I'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen. I want to share with us this evening, this is part two of A Nation in Trouble. 3 months ago, I did a 10-minute teaching on A Nation in Trouble back in April. And since that time, 3 months ago, I stand here tonight understanding that even greater things, situations, circumstances, and even sin has happened in our nation. Tonight I stand July, Tuesday, the 28th, to proclaim that a nation in trouble has already gone on a downward spiral. America, we are in trouble. Years ago, we could sing that God shed his grace on us, and he did, and he blessed us, and he caused us to be fruitful. But we have to understand tonight that God will not overlook our sins. America is no longer looking for the judgment hand of God to come. America has opened the door for God's judgment. And so tonight I want to share with you some things that are happening right now before our time and in our very presence, our nation. Our nation began to slip several years ago when our leaders allowed one atheist to tell us when and when we could not pray and read the Bible. And then during that time, our nation began to slip. During the current presidency, our nation has made us to slip so far away from God. When President Obama was running for presidency, when he was running for the highest office in the land, he made the statement, "I will change the fundamentals of this country." Very few people heard what he said. To change the fundamentals of this country, America, it means that this country will have to make a change in the God that we trust. Along with taking prayer and Bible reading out of schools, we have to understand over the last years, our nation has become a nation that has slaughtered the unborn. And just recently in the news, it has come to our attention and it has been brought out. No longer do we say, kill the fetus, but now let's dismember that baby. Let's dismember that fetus, body parts, and let's sell it to the highest bidder. Our government has just recently approved same-sex marriage, and it is to be acknowledged by all 50 states. Our government is now suing business owners who say we will not do business and we will not stand for nor condone same-sex marriages. Our government is taking them to court. Our government is suing them. Then we have to understand, just recently, our government is making deals with the devil. Our government has took the hand of Iran, a country who declares that they will destroy Israel and they will destroy America. Our nation has begun to take the hand of the devil and has turned against Israel. And so tonight as I stand before you, I come to sound the alarm. I come to tell us that our nation is in trouble. Our nation is in great perplexity. And we have to understand tonight like never before, we must hear truth. We must hear the word of God. We must understand it doesn't matter what law is passed in our land. It doesn't matter what law is on our books in the White House and in our Capitol houses in our states. What matters is what the word of God says, because the word of God is forever settled. The word of God is what will judge us. And so tonight, maybe it's been a long time since you've heard about hell. And you say, well, Sister Joyce, I don't believe in hell anymore. Well, you have to understand, it doesn't matter what you and I believe. God is not going to ask us on judgment when we stand before the judgment bar. God is not going to ask us what we believe. He's not going to ask us our opinions. He's not going to ask us what we think. The only thing that's going to matter when you read the Word of God is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. For our name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we have to have our soul covered by the blood. To have our soul covered by the blood of the Lamb, we have to repent. And I find in this nation that there's very little repenting going on. Repenting means to apologize for the wrongs that we have done. Not to only apologize to man, but when we sin against the very Word of God, we have to turn to God and say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. And if I'm speaking to a woman tonight that maybe you've had an abortion in the past years, I do want you to understand there is forgiveness. But you have to repent. For you see, God will not forgive you just because you're pretty. God will not forgive you just because of who you are. God will not forgive you because of who your mom was or your dad was. For there to be forgiveness, there has to be repentance. And I want to share with you tonight that there is repentance. God wants to forgive. And if you'll turn from your sin and repent, God will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you're a woman tonight and maybe you're pregnant and maybe you're considering having an abortion, understand tonight, please understand, when you destroy that fetus, you're destroying the life of creation. It is God who created man in His image. It is God that creates that fetus in that womb. That fetus belongs unto God. And so I want to encourage you. You say, but Sister Joyce, I have no way to take care of this baby. I want you to understand, listen, there's a lot of help in this world. There's a lot of men and women that are able. There's a lot of agencies that can help you. And I'm pleading with you tonight, if you'll call upon God, don't abort that child. You say, God, have mercy on me and my baby, and let this baby come into this life, and let this baby live, because you don't know the plans that God has for that child. But in this nation where it says that it is okay to have an abortion, there's nothing wrong with it. It's all right. The woman has a right to her body. You have to understand tonight that our lives belong unto God, and we will give an account for the sins that we do. And even if our government says it's all right for gay marriages to take place, it's all right for a man to love a man and a woman to love a woman, you have to understand tonight that is of the devil. That's the working of Satan. And you say, but Sister Joyce, I don't believe in hell anymore. I don't hear preaching on hell anymore. I believe that hell went away. I want you to understand tonight, the Bible said that hell enlarges its mouth daily. Whether it's preached or whether you've heard about it, hell is still real. God placed hell there for Satan and the demonic spirits. But God says, and you have to read the back of the book, those that are unrepentant and those that follow a lie and those that follow Satan and those that deny Jesus Christ as God's only begotten Son, those that deny the work of the cross, they will lose their soul in hell. So my friend, tonight understand, hell is real. Heaven is real also. And God is wanting us to come to heaven. There's another place for us to go to. And God said, I go in His Son. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. But you have to understand, for us to hear those words, we have to be repentant, and we have to come to the cross of repentance, and we have to accept Jesus Christ. And you may be a homosexual, you may be a gay, you may be a lesbian, but I want to tell you tonight, there is salvation and there is deliverance from that terrible bondage. It is a lie of Satan. It is a bondage and a chain from the depths of hell. But understand, Jesus come to set the captive free. And I don't care what any man says. You read the book. It's in the book. And if you'll go back to America in Trouble, part one, I gave many scriptures that talks about homosexuality. But my friend, I want to tell you, you can't be delivered from that sin if you'll turn to the one who has the delivering power. Even in Kenya, in Africa, even Africa's leaders know and told our president, do not bring your doctrine of Christianity about homosexuality in our country, for it is against the Word of God. My friend, our country needs to pick up some wisdom from Kenya tonight and understand that what our government has done is wrong. I want to go a little bit further, and I want to share with us tonight something else that has taken place in our land. This past Saturday, I couldn't believe my ears, but I did study on it. I looked it up. I listened to it on the news. But this past Saturday night in Detroit, from the Satanic Temple there in Detroit, they unveiled the Satanist. They unveiled a 9-foot Satanic demon monument. And I watched this as they unclothed and took the garment away from this monument that they had built. And it's called the Go-Head. And it's this huge goat, and it's sitting on a throne. And I don't want to go into all the descriptions of it, but it's got a little boy and a little girl standing at its lap. When they uncovered and unveiled this demonic statue, it was unveiled by two men. And when they uncovered this statue, when they uncovered it and unveiled this ungodly statue on our soil, on the soil that God has blessed, on the soil that men gave their blood so that we can have freedom, freedom to live in freedom, not in chains of satanic bondage. But on our soul, these two men stood before that gold head image, and there they embraced one another, and they kissed one another. And I understand that this statue, they are not going to leave it in Detroit. They don't want to leave it in Detroit. They're trying to find a place that has the Ten Commandments, because they want to put this statue by the statues of the Ten Commandments. They tried to take it to Oklahoma City. Oklahoma refused to let them bring it there. And I thought, my God, isn't that wonderful? Only to hear today that the lawmakers in Oklahoma says, now you have to take down your Ten Commandments. My friend, I want to tell us tonight, when you move God out, Satan is going to move in. You have to understand that tonight. When we move the laws of God out of our country, we are opening the doors to every demonic spirit. And I'm telling us tonight, our nation is in trouble. And so now they have looked to take this statue of this demonic image and take it to Arkansas. Because in Arkansas, they still have the statute of the Ten Commandments. And we need to pray. We need to pray that something will happen to that statue. I pray that it crumbles in pieces. But my friend, we need to pray that the Ten Commandments will remain on the property of our government buildings and on our church doors. Because my friend, God's law does not change. When I went on and I read about it, and I have to tell you, it's not something that I care to spend my time on. I'd rather spend my time on reflecting on the goodness of God and what God is doing. The healings, the miracles, the helps. But my friend, I join a lot of ministers in this world, and there are ministers all over this world. We have got to sound the alarm. I know the government wants us to become socially correct, to become politically correct. You got to say it right. You got to say it nice. You got to be careful of the words that you use. My You say, Sister Joyce, I can't believe that you would even preach this. Well, understand, I'm not running for political office in a denomination. I'm not running for political office in our government. I'm running my last mile home to heaven. And God has called us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I come. I give my life. I lay down my life for you. That if you would believe on me, you would not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, listen. Tonight, can you not see the trouble that our country's in? I remember years ago when our nation used to make fun, and they called the nations overseas, they would call them pagan nations. I want to tell us tonight, isn't it something the Bible said, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first? Can I tell you, there's revival going on in the countries overseas, and our country is becoming the pagan gods and the pagan countries. And yet we want to say, God bless us. I was praying the other night. I was listening to this song, God Bless America Again. And I could not even ask God to bless this country. God does not bless paganism. God does not bless the people who worship false gods. God does not bless those who are going down a spiral hill because we're lost in our own lust and we're lost in our own flesh. And we say, we no longer want you, God. And when you move the Ten Commandments out, that's what you're saying. We do not want this God in our country anymore. When I was reading more about this occasion that happened on Saturday night, hundreds of young men and women went to Detroit. They had to buy a ticket to go in to the temple to the unveiling of the statue. But that's not the thing that gripped my heart. You say, Sister Joyce, you've lost your mind. Well, I want to tell you something, honey. The moment I got saved, I got in my right mind. And I'm telling us tonight, listen, don't be stupid, deaf, blind, and dumb. Ask God to open up your ears so that you can hear. Ask God to wash your eyes out and put eye salve on your eyes so that you can see. Can you not tell we are in the last day? We are coming to the hour when God is going to stand and say no longer. What I'm about to share with you, it made me nauseated. But I want to share with you what else. They unveiled this thing in secret because, thank God, to some precious preachers and Christians who prayed on the streets of Detroit. And the place they wanted to hold it. God bless that businessman that came to his right mind and said, we can't do this here. And so they had to do it in secret. And so when they went in to go and have admission into the Satanic temple to see the unveiling of this demonic god, they had to sign a soul transferring contract. Now I want to share with you tonight, and you listen closely. You say, Sister Joyce, I don't believe what I'm hearing. You go on the internet. You get on the news. You listen. You look. You study. Here's what that agreement says. I agree that by signing this document under any name given or adopted, actual or synonymous, I am hereby avowing my soul to Satan. In parentheses, a.k.a. Abaddon, a.k.a. Lucifer, a.k.a. Beelzebub, a.k.a. the Antichrist. Parentheses. I do so knowing that he, parentheses, a.k.a. the fallen one, a.k.a. father of lies, parenthesis, or any of his representation may choose to collect my eternal soul at any time with or without notice. I understand that my signature or mark representing any name, real or made up, upon these papers constitute a lasting and eternal contract, and there will be no further negotiation on the matter of my eternal soul. I was sick when I read this. I said, God, I'm really not interested in hearing no more. I got up from the table and went to my window where I prayed. And I said, oh, Jesus, please come for me and my children. Please come, oh God. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. You say, Sister Joyce, there's nothing to that. Oh, let me tell you something, my friend. The devil knows who he is. He knows he's the fallen one. He knows he's Lucifer. He knows he's Beelzebub. He knows he's the father of lies. He knows that if he can get you in his grips, you will burn with him in hell. I want you to go with me to the book of 2 Thessalonians. Let me read to you some scripture. You see, tonight I come on business for the King. I come to blow the trumpet in Zion. I come to sound the alarm. 2 Thessalonians. Paul writes in verse 1, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Can't you see how the spirit of the Antichrist has worked and is working in our nation? He is opposing God, and he is speaking to those who refuse to trust in Jehovah. Our president on down through Congress and Senate, through our states, they are doing the bidding of the spirit of the Antichrist. I know tonight that there are men and women in our government, there are still some who hold dearly to the cross. I know there are some that are trying to speak truth and trying to uphold truth. But there's such a falling away in our country that we don't want truth anymore. Just let me live my own life. My friend, I want to tell you something. You're the reason why Jesus came and died. I'm the reason why he came and died, because we are our own worst enemy. And sin in our life will destroy us. But he opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that ye might be revealed in his time. My friend, let me tell you something. I know the Antichrist spirit. I know they want to to rid the Jews. I know they want to rid the Christians. My friend, you don't have to go overseas to find the enemy. The enemy has come to our soil. The reason why that those who oppose God want to get rid of the Jewish people and the Christian people is, if we can destroy Israel, we'll destroy their God. I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm here to proclaim tonight, that no man can destroy the God who they could not create. It is God who created man. It is God who put man on this earth. And it is God, Jehovah God, who sits in the heaven that the devil cannot put a throne. It is this God who will take man out of this world. And we have to understand tonight, the only thing that's holding back the Antichrist from right now rising up in a human form is a very divine spirit of God. But I'm telling you, it's just about to take place. The spirit of God and the power of God's people, His bride, His church, the blood of all church. Not talking about buildings, talking about individuals. Let me stop here long enough to share with you. I cannot understand why, quote, born again, children of God wants to tattoo their head down to their feet. My friend, if they don't care to put ungodliness, God help your servant. They don't care to put ungodliness and ungodly things on their body. You tell me, how can they be right with God? Because God said, you are the temple of the Lord, and the temple of the Lord has no fellowship with Belial. And they said that this Satan is AKA Belial. And I'm going to tell you something else before I go further into Scripture. See, all this is happening because the spirit of the Antichrist is getting ready. And when he comes with the mark, oh, I don't want to hear about the mark of the beast, Sister Joyce. Well, then turn it off. But that won't stop me preaching. Somebody's going to hear it. If you don't care to put ungodly and unholy things on your body right now, are you really going to care about taking any kind of mark of man that says, without this, you cannot buy or sell? Let's move on. That's another message for another time. But he said, now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in this time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. The hidden truth, the lawlessness, it already works. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. I looked. You know why the satanic people felt like they could unveil this ungodly statue at this time? It's because when the president allowed a bill for homosexuality, for them to say it is all right for you to live this life, then I want to tell you, my friend, we opened up a flood door for all of demonic spirits to come to our country and come to our cities and come to our places where we live. Listen to these next few scriptures. I looked at that image, and I want to tell you something. I love putting some things on our front wall here and teach from it. And I love this beautiful flag that you see tonight. But there's no way I would ever bring such an ungodly, unholy picture and put it on this holy wall. So if you want to see it, look it up. But I looked at that demonic statue and I thought, oh God, it's very possible that one day in the near future, that statue will speak. There's miracles going to happen. There's signs and wonders that's going to happen. But they're not from God. Many people have lost the spirit of discernment. And they don't know what's of God. They have fallen away in our own country. Have fallen away from truth. And has taught the God that we raise this flag up in His presence. And said, this God we trust. Our country has said, you're not wanted here anymore. Well, I want to tell you something, my friend. I know I'm not wanted. If you're a born again child of God, you're not wanted. If you're a Jewish person, you're not wanted. But don't feel bad. God's not wanted. I felt something go over my soul. But can I tell you? God won't move out till He takes us with Him. He's not going to God won't move out without us. But there's coming signs and wonders and miracles from Satan. And people will run after it, run hard after it. I can only pray that people that used to sit in the house of God and worship Jehovah would run back to the house of God. But let's go on. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, listen closely, for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. What is the lie? Satan. His spirits. His word. Satan. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I don't know where all this DVD will go out. I know I'm nobody, but in Christ Jesus, I'm a born again child of God. I fear God. God said, don't fear him that can destroy the body, but rather fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell. I know the goodness of the Lord. I'm thankful that I was born in America. My dad fought for this country. Other family members fought for this country. I've got wonderful, wonderful people in our church that have fought for this country. But there's something going on in my soul. I want to move out. And Jesus said, when he was talking about the signs of the time, he said, when you see all these things happening, and we'll share that in another time. He said, when you see all these things happen, he said, child, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Then, to the unbeliever, there's damnation. Hell awaits those who turn away from the only true God. But to those of us who believe, Paul said, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification. sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. Hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. In other words, hold fast the gospel you received in the beginning, because the gospel has not changed. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Bring it to a close. You say, Sister Joyce, what are we as born again children of God? What are we going to do? Well, God says, occupy till he comes. God's grace is sufficient. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. We haven't seen the worst of it. The worst is coming around the bend. We haven't seen the worst of it. But my friend, understand, Jesus said, if you're a preacher, keep preaching. If you're an evangelist, keep evangelizing. If you're a singer, keep on singing. If you teach the Word of God, keep on teaching. If you're a prayer warrior, keep on praying. Keep on feeding the poor and clothe the naked. Keep on watching after the brothers and sisters that exhort one another and build up one another. Don't be soon shaken. Understand, God knows how to get us out of here, and he will in his time. But understand tonight that just as God kept the children of Israel in the days of Pharaoh and he brought them out of Egypt, God is going to keep his people in this last day. And so for you and I want to leave you encouragement tonight. Keep your trust in God. He'll not fail. I don't know about tomorrow. Oh, I know what the Word says. I know what Revelation says. I know there's eternity out there. I know that there's a new country. And I know that there's a new city, Jerusalem. And I know what God is saying. But what I'm saying, I don't know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. But can I tell us, to every born child of God that will listen to this DVD, and to those that will get saved from listening to this DVD, we've got a king that's coming. You have to understand that. That's our living hope. Our king is coming. I'm not talking about a king that's being voted in by man. I'm not talking about a king who was put in because of his fineness. I'm talking about the king who came and gave his life as Savior of the world first, and then through him by the power of his resurrection and went back to the Father. He has become the King of kings and Lord of lords. And so don't grow weary. Keep looking up. And the miracles and the signs and the wonders that you're going to see in the days to come, don't run after everything. Because not everything is of God. God said that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from God out of heaven. Can I tell you, my King is coming from the throne room of God. He's coming in the air, and we're going up to meet him. So I leave us, those of us who are believers, our King is coming. Don't grow weary. And you say, well, Sister Joyce, what if I die? What if you do die? You'll be the first to hear the trumpet. You'll be the first one to get up. If you're alive on this earth, then you're going to hear the same trumpet. And just as soon as the dead gets up, we're going to get up and follow him right into the clouds with Christ. And there we'll be with him. We have a lively hope. To the sinner, you've never been saved. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, I didn't come to condemn you. He said, I come to give you life. My friend, there's only one way to heaven. I don't care what any doctrine tells you. I don't care what any religion tells you. I don't care what any denomination tells you. I don't care what any man or woman tells you. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, if you'll repent, and if you will acknowledge that I'm the Son of God, if you will acknowledge what I did on the cross, if you will acknowledge that I did die, but on the third morning I was resurrected. He said, if you'll acknowledge that and confess that in your heart and speak it from your mouth, you shall be saved. Don't don't you want to go to heaven? That's all it takes for a sinner to get the blood applied on their life. To the backslider. Ask God to let you come back to your right mind and get out the hog pen of the world and get back to the Father's house. And hurry up. You need to run back to the Father's house. To the ungodly, you need to cry out for God's mercy. To the wicked, let me tell you what's going to happen to the wicked. The day's coming when you're going to cry out for the rocks and the mountains to fall on you, to hide you from this God that you've cursed, from this God that you've blasphemed, from this God that you spit in his face, from this God that you turned many away. You're going to cry out, hide me from this God. But my friend, there's no hiding place from Jehovah God. And so tonight, I want to leave you with a thought. And this thought is this. Please, consider eternity carefully. The Bible said in eternity, there's two places. There's not a purgatory. There's just the place of torment and the place of rest. You read it in the book. Don't let any man tell you not to read certain books in the Bible. We have every book here for us to be full of knowledge of what God wants us to know. With God, there's no gray areas. And there's no sin hidden that God won't reveal. There's no secret. But I want to leave you. Please do this. Please consider eternity carefully. This is Joyce Charles, pastor of the Sounds of Victory Church of God, blowing the trumpet in Zion, sounding the alarm. May God bless you.